Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket text flooding in. We're going to get to our pick of the game coming up at 8:20. Full picks on Friday. Thursday touchdown coming up later this hour. Dan Gamble has my wife and daughter watching football for the first time in their lives. They love this guy.
What's not to love about him?
He's just an everyday dude.
Texter says, great topic. My wife always comments about Dan Gamble. She thinks he's hot. Something about that guy appeals to women. Dave in Clarkston. Someone says, Dan Gamble is awesome. The world needs more male leadership that can be macho and masculine, but also honest and accountable. Mm-hmm. Texter says, Dan Gamble is my hall pass. Coincidentally, yes. Also my wife's hall pass, Sean in White Lake.
Jeez.
Make sure to share that one with him. My daughter has never watched football. I've watched my whole life. She and her husband live in Kentucky, but starting this season, they've been checking scores online and on game days. Even when there's no broadcast, she's hooked. She's nervous. And tonight, she'll watch the game on Amazon. I'm so proud of her.
There you go.
You know, I think the fact, just how genuine Dan Campbell is, I'm not going to say comes across, because I think he is.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of, like, It's kind of like Tom Izzo. I think Tom Izzo does things right. You know, I always said this about John Beilein. If something bad came out about John Beilein, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
It would ruin my day. I think the same thing applies to Dan Campbell, just in terms of, I think the guy's just a good dude. I think he's got a good heart. I think he's a real person.
Well, he's just
genuine.
He's got
more than that, though, because if you compare John Beilein to Dan Campbell, and they're both good dudes, one's way hotter than the other.
Well,
like, there's
course.
Way more
yeah,
than
yeah. We're not even going to ask that question.
He put Tom Izzo in that conversation.
I never mentioned anything. I was talking about attributes. I wasn't talking about
but I think Campbell's attributes make him more attractive.
Because women like personality.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's a good dude. I mean,
he's
how could you not
dude.
Like a good dude?
Ingrid in Grosse Pointe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good.
So I think that people or women are becoming Lions fans because it's the first time we get to root mainly the same team as our neighbors. I grew up in a Michigan State household, and it's very fun to finally root for the same team as everybody else.
Oh, so instead of being on the opposite side of the fence at least 1 week a year, if not every single day of the year, now neighborhoods, families are all rooting for the same team.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, tailgates are way more fun. Sundays are way more fun. And on top of that, I'm also 30 weeks pregnant with a boy. And I think that because I'm pregnant with a boy, I'm more of a football fan. And he's actually due on Super Bowl Sunday. So hoping for a Lions.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
That's exciting.
Any names?
Well, if we win or make it, he might just be named Campbell.
Campbell as a name.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's sweet.
We'll see.
Ingrid, thank
Maybe
you.
Maybe a middle name.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Tom on a cell, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great topics. My mom, 83 years old, must-see TV, the Lions, every Sunday, every time they're on Thursday or a Monday night. She'll call me what channel are they on, what time does the game start. She'll wrap herself up in her blanket. My dad assumed has passed away recently. And she'll watch the Lions. Was never really into it before, but now she talks about it with my 21-year-old son. As a matter of fact, she called him up one day after a play earlier in the year. I don't even remember what the play was, and talked to him about this play. And my son called me and was like, Dad, Grandma called me and mentioned this play that I don't think any of my friends even realized happened. So it's just awesome to hear her, you know, get excited about that and be a huge Lions fan. And she does really like Dan Campbell. She says he looks like he's ready to play even right now. So yep. It's just so much fun watching the Lions bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Ticket Texter says Dan is real and genuine. There's not a lot of standard coach speak. He tells you what he thinks. Where's his emotions on his sleeves? This is another text. How many coaches in any sport will openly cry? Yeah, he was very emotional.
Yeah. It took some heat for it, even from the local fan base about his emotions.
Remember when they won their first game and people thought it was too over the top? It was just genuine how he felt. It was relief. Yeah. And when they've had some letdowns, he's not afraid to show that he is hurt by it. Like, it affects him. He is deeply passionate about what he does. Texter says, I'm rocking a goatee today, influenced by Dan Campbell.
Oh, show up on Sunday for the lookalike.
Yeah.
There you go. Jennifer and Wyandotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great. My mom never watched football. It was my dad's and my thing. My father passed away about a year and a half ago, and my mom, 80 years old, sits down, dressed in Lions gear. We watch the game together. She is a huge fan now. Asks questions, but absolutely loves it. And it's like our time together. It is the best time ever.
That's great. That's.
And she loves herself some Dan.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll make sure he knows that he's a big hit in a certain demographic.
He is a huge hit. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, Jennifer. Stacy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, great show. My mom, Big Dorothy, was a huge Lions fan. So, but going a little further, I think the girl's like a winner. When Mooch came along, he was supposed to be the darling of the girl's eyes. And because he couldn't win, they kicked him to the curb pretty quick. So if Dan's winning, the girls are on him. Just like Bill Belichick. He was a winner. Now he's got himself a 23-year-old hottie. So I think the girls really love the winner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Winning
they do.
Will yeah,
yes.
Winning will do that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Are you actually going to share some of this with Dan, cuz I know you occasionally touch base with him.
Oh yeah.
This will be great.
He's got to know a little bit.
Oh yeah, come on.
I'm sure he's going to. That's for sure.
If he doesn't, he does now.
Going to, yeah.
How will
yeah.
you phrase this to him?
Well, I can't necessarily say that now.
Okay.
I'm not going to put on my my locker room, guys getting together talk on air right now.
All right. Gives me a sense of it.
Do you guys talk about Costa?
Do we talk about him? No.
Okay.
Why would we?
I don't know.
I wouldn't expect
your radio partner.
Why is he always trying to stir something up?
I feel like I haven't been stirring stuff up.
I'm messing
up.
With you.
I haven't asked him if he's doing a good job yet.
No. Oh. No, I mean, the answer is yes.
It's pretty emphatic.
Yeah.
If 110 in a row.
Yeah.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. It's Lions game day. We're having a lot of fun today. If you want to talk football, we're going to have open lines to talk football all show long. So it's hope to win, expect to win. But yes, talking about the fans in our life that weren't fans a year ago, that are now not just a little bit of a fan.
Yeah.
These people... They're decked out in gear. Their place is set out every single game day. It's an event.
And it's... Okay, so if you're a diehard Lions fan, this is... I mean, you're living a dream right now. And I also think that if you're one of them that was either on the fringe or not a Lions fan, you were just simply waiting for something to cheer for, something that was exciting. And that's what the Lions have given us. And you know... Fringe Lions fans or not football fans, they have made it fun to watch. They've made it exciting. Offense does will do that. And they are a dynamic. They're the best offense in the NFL.
It's why you and I are expecting a win.
Yeah.
With the Lions.
Large part of why we're expecting a win, because Jared Goff has what, second highest passer rating in the league.
Only to Lamar.
He has, I mean, there have been games where he's had a perfect passer rating twice.
And he's at home. He's got all his pass catchers. He's got both running backs.
All things line up for him to have a really good game. And this is one where, yes, if the defense does struggle at all, this is a Jared Goff game. And I mentioned it yesterday, the power search. I also threw in there a little bonus of, you know, who I thought were MVP candidates. Jared Goff is one of those candidates. I think right now Josh Allen is the leader in the clubhouse, and I'm not even sure it's close. Lamar Jackson has fallen to the side a little bit. Great numbers, except win-loss. And he's also sharing the spotlight with Derrick Henry. But Jared Goff, if he wants to get even a little bit closer to Josh Allen, we'll get a chance to see head-to-head next week. That's going to be the main one. But this is a Jared Goff game. Offense is going to have to be dominant, and he's going to have to be good.
Texters, MCDC is a real-life Ted Lasso. Likeable, mm-hmm. Easy to root for, winner. Says, my mom's friend and I text each other hot Dan Campbell memes all the time. He's the complete package. Dan can lead me into battlefield any day and the bedroom any night. More ticket text, John. More.
It's getting so weird.
We'll have a game pick for you next. It's 97-1. Guys, we talk about the Lions winning and the taste of victory on game day. It's 1800 Tequila, so toast to the Kings of the North with the best taste in tequila and a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Make sure to grab the limited edition Motor City Jersey bottle. It's on shelves now, and it's made for this Lions season. The bottle's design is meant to look like the alternate jerseys they debuted back in week 4, and they're going to be gone soon. So get yours wherever you'd normally buy 1800 Tequila and enjoy the number one super premium tequila and the taste of victory on game day. 1800 Tequila, Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly. We're going to push back our Lions-Packers picks, because you guys want to talk. And we'll get to Thursday Touch. Then we'll do all the things we need to do. Dear John at 9:02. By the way, John, you don't know the prompts.
No, I don't. No, let me know a little bit of what's coming up.
9:02, you will be asked about a Christmas dilemma.
Oh, okay. All right.
An issue at the movie theater. Hiring family.
Oh, bad deal.
And a pressure situation at work.
Okay.
But back to the phones. Lions fans. Will and Inkster, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? First time caller, y'all.
Hey, thanks.
The show. Been listening for a minute.
Thank you.
I was calling on the topic about the fan that you wouldn't think would be a Lions fan. My 21-year-old daughter, I mean, I've been watching the Lions since, you know, the 80s and all that, the Silver Rush days and all those good things. And somebody that surprised me is my one daughter. Sits there and been watching every game with me, and I mean, it's getting all in, you know. So it's kind of interesting. It's weird. That's my little buddy now to watch the game with. I mean, I can always count on my oldest son when he's got time to sit down and watch it with me. But yeah, that's one fan that really surprised me.
What stands out to them? Because they don't come at it the same way you or we do. What stands out?
It's weird, man. It's you know, I gotta probably pay attention tonight when we watch. But I mean, she's all in. I mean, it's funny. My wife has even sometimes come out there and sat down and watched it with us, and that one's really the strange because she doesn't particularly care about sports at all, man. You know. So I mean, the whole family got. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say now that the kids are involved, like, okay, after a certain number of years, like doing things with you doesn't have the same juice, right? We've all been married for a while, but now that all of the kids are there, she now sees that as a family event, and she gets to not only be with you, but she gets to be with the kids.
You're probably right on that. You're probably right, because now I work all kind of crazy hours. I mean, I got my one job. I got a little landscape business, and it's funny because my daughter goes out and cuts with me. She'll, Dad, the game is coming on. We got to hurry up. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I'm looking over here like, whoa, you know. And even one game, it's like we stopped in the middle of doing our cuts, went home and watched the game. It was like, ah, we're going to finish up after, you know. It's been one of them type of deals, you know. I mean, it's real, it's fun. It's like I say, it's pretty good family time. I'm enjoying that the whole crew is in there. I mean, you know, I even had the wife walking around Ford Field with us, man, taking pictures with Lions jerseys on and stuff. You all know, right. It's pretty good.
That's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You know, you've been a family, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, you say?
No, I said that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I've been watching them for a long time, you know, even with my, you know, my dad back in the day. And you'd be hoping for that season, hoping for that season, you know what I'm saying? And finally it's here. And it's almost like, dang, is the world about to end? You know what I'm saying? Because we're doing so well, man. It's like it's been years since we've even seen anything like this, you know?
Yep.
But
well, it's great. It's such a fun thing to see. Like people in your life that you never expected to be Lions fans, let alone big Lions fans.
Right. And there were moments where the Lions, I mean, a few and far between, where they've been good, but they've never been like this.
No. First of all, 11-1,
yeah.
10 straight wins, first place, favorites to win the Super Bowl. Never in their history have they been the favorites to win the Super Bowl. And the way they're playing, mm-hmm. it's fun. And that's why I asked him, like, what stands out to, like, the non-football fan?
Right, yeah.
Like, when they sit down, are they like, boy, David Montgomery's tough to tackle.
Right, yeah. Or, you know, Gibbs is fast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are certain things that do stand. I mean, they stand out to us as you know, dyed-in-the-wool football fans.
My wife is not a huge football fan, but she played college soccer. She was a goalkeeper. Uh-huh. And she sees like goalkeeping stuff from Brian Branch, like the leaping ability, closeout.
Yeah.
It's like the little things that stand out to the non-football fan.
He'd be good in the net?
Yeah, he would. He could play goalkeeper.
Okay.
I mean, if this whole football thing doesn't work out for him.
Right.
Let's get to Bob on a cell. Bob, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. So my wife has never been a real big Lions fan. She's always been a Red Wings fan. And Sundays in my household were always... I watch the game, and she pretty much naps from halftime, and then she wakes up and says, hey, did they lose yet? This year, it's been a lot different. So we had our first child in July, and now my wife dresses her up to whatever the Lions are wearing. So she'll go on Facebook, look to see what color they're wearing today. So my daughter's in daycare today, and she's wearing blue Lions jersey with blue pants. She wears white on white when they wear white on white. So there's the one game my wife didn't dress her up. She put her in a gray Lions shirt. It was against Tampa, and they lost that game. So now my wife refuses to let her wear that gray shirt because she's
right
skeptical and thinks that they're going to lose now. So my wife went from being, you know, nap on Sundays to she texted me yesterday, hey, you know, we're going to get stuff together for the Lions game. We're going to watch the Lions game tomorrow. So it's completely different, and I think it's a lot about the winning culture.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it. Everybody has their superstitions. Everybody has a reason why they think the Lions win and lose, and they all believe that we have a hand in all of that.
The fans at the game tonight will have a hand in it.
Oh, they certainly will, especially if, and I made the call out yesterday, the defense is where the injuries are. And the Lions fans at the game, that is where you have to step up and be a factor in the game. Make it miserable. For Jordan Love, that offense to communicate, to use a snap count, to go on silent count, all of those different things. You got to make it miserable.
Let's get to Josh and Royal Oak. You got thoughts on the game?
Good morning. Happy game day.
Happy game day.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, for this game, I expect to win. I think the offense gets it done. I think there is going to be a shootout element to it, but I think sexy Dan Campbell comes away with the win here.
Sexy Dan. That might be how I answer the phone. Is this Sexy Dan?
And I'm sure he'll respond with something that would be pretty colorful and we probably couldn't air.
Yeah, click.
All right, AJ in Lake Orion. AJ, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you had a safe drive into work. I am predicting a Lions win just because the staff just knows how to scheme against everybody else. They are just... I think head and shoulders above every other team scheming. But as far as people getting into the game, what I like about it is, and I'm not knocking females at this point, but their interest in the game and how the game is played, like as a receiver runs behind the line and what he's doing. And I think the Lions have been so good the last couple of years, it's created a lot of interest in the game itself, not just the Lions.
I would agree with that. And in football, for someone who's never watched it, there is a lot going on, right? Like snap to snap and trying to figure out like the rules and the intricacies of it. It can be a lot to digest. That's why I'm always curious. Like as someone who's just starting to get into it, What are the things that stand out? What are the questions?
Yeah. Like, that's, and what are you doing if you're that Lions fan who's been watching games, watching football, and now all of a sudden somebody's in there asking questions. Why is that wide receiver moving?
Shh.
Yeah.
Shh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that your Colin impression?
He doesn't even do the shh. He just hand up like, don't talk, stop. Yeah.
Talk to the hand.
He just doesn't respond. Not now. He can explain things.
Yes.
Like commercial.
Wait for film study.
So I had this happen with Kelly, my wife, about probably a month ago. It's probably the Texans game, I think. I'm sitting there, you know, and once in a while I'll just talk out loud. And the kids are there as well. But I go, is he going to go for it? And she goes, of course he is, you know. <It's> like, yeah. I mean, I still get a little uncomfortable with some of the go for it. But I love the confidence. He's fearless, too. I think that's another thing that
an attractive is
very,
quality.
Very likable.
Okay.
You said attractive.
Chris and Canton, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. This is such a great subject. What this has done for families is amazing. My bride of 38 years would always watch my Sundays get ruined. And starting last year, she started to sit out. She didn't know a first down from a touchdown. So last year, we focused on following the yellow line and explaining first down. She was doing good until they'd be first and goal, and she'd freak out and say, where's the yellow line? Where's the yellow line? And then it's a whole new conversation, right? So to the point now where she has decided that she wants a St. Brown jersey for Christmas. We go to Costco the other day. She buys all 6 Lion hats for our granddaughters. And literally, it's taken over the family. The daughters are making blue Kool-Aid. And the funniest thing was, though, I scored some tickets that I couldn't go for the Monday night game. So my wife, a pregnant daughter-in-law, and another daughter went to the game. And I don't think they had any knowledge of what was going on. But for them, it was just the party and the atmosphere. We all get together on Sundays now. It's awesome. And we're all going to the game tonight.
Awesome. Oh, sweet. When are you going down?
We're trying to pull it together right now because now nieces and nephews are involved. But we scored tickets on the 40-yard line from a friend of mine behind the Packers bench. So it's just awesome what it does for families. And this brings everybody together. When I see people and they're wearing hats and they're Go Lions and, you know, it doesn't matter, male, female, race. I mean, everybody is just into this. And for my family, it's just been the greatest social thing ever.
I don't think you're alone, Chris, and appreciate the phone call.
Got a lot of those calls.
Yeah, this is Lions fever. Mm-hmm.
It's
swept up.
Uniting families.
Yeah.
Communities. It's what sports can do.
That's what they absolutely can do. A couple more ticket texts, 248-539-9797. Every morning before school, my kids' school will play Gridiron Heroes on repeat. I've never memorized the lyrics, but my kid now knows all of them. That's a great one. Someone says, I have a man crush on MCDC. I would die for that man. That's signed Dean. And so, this.
What? Is that Mean Dean?
Maybe it is Mean Dean.
What if Mean Dean has a man crush?
On Dan Campbell. So someone called him Sexy Dan Campbell earlier. This one says MCDC or Sexy DC? These are the questions we ponder. All right, we'll pick the game next, 97.1.